Okay, so we're continuing with part two. This is, again, July 27th, 2015. Part two of lesson 12. So now we have... Now the Buddha is going to speak the verses. So Bhagava Eta Avocha, the Blessed One said this. And now we come to the verses. Okay, I won't do the sing-song stuff. Kodino upanahi cha.
Kodino upanahi cha.
Papamaki cha yonaro.
Papamaki cha yonaro.
Vipanna ditti mayavi.
Vipanna ditti mayavi.
Tangjanya vasalo iti. So now the Buddha is explaining the qualities that make one a vasala, an outcast. So first he says kodano. So we know the word koda. Koda means anger. And kodana is an angry person, one who is angry. So one who is angry, and upanahi means like one who has, say, a lot of hatred or malice, ill will. Papamaki cha yonaro. So actually the subject here is yonaro, a person. And then papamaki, they give in the glossary, who covers up his evil. One concealing sin or evil. The commentary explains it a little differently, but let's just keep it simple. We'll stick to the book. Okay, so the person who is angry, malicious, who covers up evil, vipanna ditti. Vipanna means faulty or bad. And so ditti is view. So this is one with a bad view, with wrong view. Mayavi, maya, one of the meanings of maya is hypocrisy. And so mayavi is one who is a hypocrite. Tangjanya vasalo iti. Okay, here we have the form janya. Janya is, this is the short form of janaya. Janaya is the optative based on Janati. Janati is one knows. Janaya is one should know. And how do we get janya? That is to make it fit the meter. Yeah, what you do is sort of to the way it's formed is you eliminate the E and then you have Janya. And so this is the optative form, one should know. And so the object is tongue, him, one should know, vasalo iti, as an outcast. And so the tongue, him, this is the accusative object, but it's related to yo naro. So the man who is angry, who is malicious, who covers up evil, who has bad view, who is a hypocrite, one should know him as an outcast. Okay, then the next verse. Any questions on this? Let me see. Any questions on this verse? Okay, so the next verse. Eka jung va di jung va pi.
Eka jung va di jung va pi.
Yoda panang vi hingsati.
Yoda panang vi hingsati.
Yasa pane daya nati.
Yasa pane daya nati.
Tung janya vasalo iti.
Tung janya vasalo.
Okay, so here let's take the subject first, which is in the second line, yo, de. The subject is the yo, one who. Then de, this D-H-A is ida, here. It's really just a metrical filler. So yo plus ida gives yo de, one here. Then panang vihingsati, the verb vihingsati is injures or harms. Panang means a living being. And then the living being is described as ekajung, ekajung va di jung va pi. Ekajung means one birth, and di jung means two births, a double birth. The commentary gives an explanation of this. I think it says that birds are said to have a double birth, I guess because the mother lays the egg, that's the first birth, when the egg comes out, and then the bird breaks out from the egg. So that's the second birth. And all other beings are said to be Ekajung, to have one birth. But I think that's an unconvincing explanation.
Yeah. But then humans are in an egg, a womb, yeah.
and then
we're born again?
Okay. Well, I don't think that's the reason. The reason is that I think Ekajang and Dvijang were used to designate people in the different social classes. So the Brahmins were the Dvijang, or I think the members of the three higher classes, Kshatriyas, Brahmins, and Vaishyas were Dvijang, because you get your physical birth and then you undergo a particular ritual under a Brahmin, which is considered like the second birth, that entitles you to look at the Vedas. I think it's like sort of the introduction to reading the Vedas. Maybe it's the equivalent for a Jewish boy to get the bar mitzvah, or a Catholic to get, is it confirmation? But the lower class, the Shudras, and the outcasts didn't get that consecration ceremony. So they have just one birth, their biological birth. So you accept whatever explanation you like. But literally, it's one birth or two, one of one birth or two births. So one who injures a living being, whether a single born or double born, yasa pane daya nati. Yasa is for whom. Daya means kindness or compassion. Nati, there is not. Pane, I think this is a short form actually of the locative plural, panesu, but to fit the meter, you just use pane. For whom there is no compassion towards living beings. Tang janya vasalo iti. One should know him as an outcast. Yeah.
So, Ekajang and Dijang described Yo or Panang?
No, Ekajang and Dijang go with Panang. It's one who harms the living being, whether that being is of a single birth or a double birth. But actually, the point you bring up, even though grammatically this has to be accusative singular, but we could speculate that there might have been like an older form of the verse which could have had ekajo va dijo vapi. That would make a good sense. Yo dapanang vihingsati. One, whether that person is of one birth or two births, whether it's a member of the upper classes or of the outcast who harms living being. But we just have to accept the form of the verse that's come down. Any other question on this verse? Okay, then we take the next verse. Yo hanti parirundati.
Yo hanti parirundati.
Gamani nigamani cha. Hey, tell these, please. Yeah. Okay, I think it's over. Okay. Gamani nigamani cha.
Gamani nigamani cha.
Nigahako samanyato.
Nigahako samanyato.
Tangjanya vasalo iti.
Tangjanya vasalo iti.
Okay, so first we have yo. Yo hanti. So we have here, often hanti means to kill or to harm. But here the objects are gamani, nigamani cha. Gamani means villages, nigamani are towns. So this would be attacks might work better. So one who attacks, and parirunditi is like to pillage or to plunder. So one who attacks and plunders villages and towns. Nigahako samanyato. So the word samanyato, it's very rare, so I had to rely on the commentary for explanation. And the commentary says that it means one who is known as. And nigahako would mean an oppressor. So one who is known as an oppressor. Tung janya vasalo iti. Him, one should know him as an outcast. So one who attacks and ambushes villages and towns, who is known as an oppressor. One should know him as an outcast. Any questions on this? Okay, then we'll take one more verse, then we'll have to stop. Okay. Yo matarang va pitarang va.
Yo matarang va pitarang va.
Jina kang gata yobanang.
Jina kang gata yobanang.
Pahu santo nabarati.
Pahu santo nabarati.
Tang janya vasalo iti. So again, the subject is yo, and we have to take yo in line 3 together with line 3. Pahu santo means one who is able, who is capable.
Not peaceful, santo.
No, this is santo, meaning in the present participle of the verb uti, being capable. One, but in translation it's easier to say one who is able. One being able, nabarati, who does not support. Then we have, go to the first line, matarang va pitarang va. That is the object, the accusative object. Matarang is mother, and then pitarang is father. So one who is able but does not support his mother or father, jinakang gata yobanang. You see there, what case and number? Number and case. Anybody? Nobody has any idea? Ma jinakang gata yobanang. A number?
Parati has to be singular.
So what are these words describing?
What are these words? You mean which words?
Jinakang. Right, very good. Yeah. So jinakang means old. And gata yobanang means, yobana means youth, and gata means gone. So with their youth gone, simply it means old. Yeah. No, you are still not. Maybe youth gone, but not old. So one who is able but does not support his mother or his father when they are old and their youth is gone, know him as an outcast. Now we just do the last one, or this next one. Yo matarang va pitarang va.
Yo matarang va pitarang va.
Batarang bagining sasung.
Batarang bagining sasung.
Hanti roseti vachaya.
Hanti roseti vachaya.
Tangjanya vasalo iti.
Tangjanya vasalo iti.
Okay, so we have to go from yo is one who. Then you see that all of the others look like accusative singulars, the object. So we have to go down to line 3 to get the verb. Hanti, here, I don't think you could say it strikes or hits. And roseti means to scold. Vachaya, by speech. So, and then the object is matarang va, pitarang va, mother or father, then batarang, bargaining, that's brother, and bargani is sister, and sasu is, I think, father-in-law, representing both in-laws, the in-laws. So one who strikes or scolds by speech, his mother or father, his brother, sister, or parent-in-law, parents-in-law, know him as an outcast. Okay, I think we'll stop here and we'll have to pick up the rest of the passage and go on next week. Any questions?
Anything?
Yeah.
It's just the word sasura, father-in-law, the word for father-in-law, the sasura.
Yeah.
And then the accusative becomes the sasun. What kind of like a paradigm that we learn follows? Sasura, it's a nominative, and then accusative is sasun.
I'd have to look in the dictionary. I think we did have a dictionary there. You see that big blue book with the blue color? Actually, I have to confess, I don't know the grammatical formation. It could be a shortening to fit the meter. Okay, put this back. Okay, so we have to stop now, and we'll continue next week. Okay.
gonna have to wait till next lifetime.
We're stopping now, June. You could join us to pay respects to the Buddha. Okay, we. Okay, we do three half bows. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.